Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and we're excited about our next guest.
Why won't she respond to my texts?
I'm sure she has a good reason.
She's never left me alone this long before. I know something happened to her.
You don't know that.
She was pulling away from me. I could tell. Everybody wants to get away from me.
You may know her from Jane the Virgin, also Harley Diaz on Stuck in the Middle, and most recently, Ellie on season 2 of You on Netflix. We have Jenna Ortega on the phone. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on the show this morning. I have to tell you, I've been laughing ever since I saw that video of you and Jennifer Garner on the roller coaster. Oh, my God. That is, like, the funniest thing ever.
Dang. Well, Jen is hilarious, and I had no idea that she had been saying that she was scared of roller coasters, but I did not think she actually meant it. Her death grip on my hand was so tight. I was wearing a ring, and I had, like, the imprint of the ring on my hand for hours because, like, it was just digging into my skin. It was so funny. And then she had to write it multiple times, and she didn't know. It was just like a whole ordeal. But I'm glad that that video came out of her torture.
Now, you two are in an upcoming movie called Yes Day. And was the roller coaster ride part of the filming, or was this just for your own fun thing?
The roller coaster was part of the filming, but it was cool shooting at Six Flags because in between takes, when we're not, you know, when we're not riding roller coasters on film, we just got to have fun, and the people who enjoyed roller coasters got to ride coasters in between takes, which was cool. Never done that before.
So all of your successes and shows, now everything is taking off. What's the weirdest place that you've been recognized, Jenna?
Weirdest place? Probably, I don't know if it's weird. It's just awkward when people start talking to you through bathroom stalls.
Oh,
you're like trying to like pee, and it's just, hey, you're the girl. They're like knocking. Hey, can we wait right here? One second, I guess. I think that's probably when it gets the most awkward.
Have you noticed a change over the past year in the people that do recognize you? Because I've known you, my daughter, she loves Stuck in the Middle, love watching you. Oh my gosh, it's Harley Diaz. And now when you came out, I gotta imagine your fans, maybe they got a little older very quickly.
Yeah, for sure. Even like 2 days after you came out, I was walking down the street and I passed by like a bunch of teenagers and then like two families, and not one person said anything. And it's like, it's whatever. I don't expect people to recognize me. I'm just going about my day. And then I walked by a group of like middle-aged moms, and you know, I'm walking and they just stop and they're like, oh, that's Ellie from season 2. So then I went back to the moms for a bit. And now it's gotten to the point where it's like, when I walk, it's not necessarily kids who recognize me. Because, again, my show on Disney Channel has been off the air for, like, over a year now. So now it's mainly adults.
Oh, well, you were perfect in that role. I loved it. And your chemistry with Penn was so good. Is your chemistry like that off screen, too?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm glad that you think that. Second of all, I think so. Penn is just, he's such a cool guy that he'll just get along with anyone. And he never made me feel little just because I'm younger or, you know, I'm not the lead of the show. He is. And I think as the number one on the call sheet, you tend to set the tone for the set. And the tone was beautiful there.
But did he have his creepy moments where you're like, oh, you freak me out?
100%, not necessarily off camera, but we would be filming. Like, he likes to keep things light because it's such an intense set, you know, because we're dealing with murder. So, like, he likes to dance in between takes and crack jokes or whatever. But when we're filming, there was a couple times where he gets this crazy look in his eyes. I would genuinely get scared.
Who's the coolest person you've met since you've been in the public eye? Have you met anyone that you were like, oh my God, I can't believe I just met so-and-so?
you know what? I'm just going to say this because it's relevant, and the more time I spend with them, they're just incredible people. I'm going to say Jennifer Garner and Edgar Ramirez because not only are they so talented and so well-respected in the industry, but they are such down-to-earth people.
I get that vibe from them on Instagram. Like, you can just
tell. Everyday people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And speaking of that, there was a bit of advice you said on season two of You, and I kind of took it to heart a little bit. Are hashtags really desperate on Instagram?
Oof. Listen. I 100% agree with that statement, but also you can't refer to my Instagram for that because sometimes I'm asked for my job to use hashtags, so that's my excuse. So if you ever see me use hashtags, just know I was told to use the hashtag. I don't use them so much anymore, but I feel like Ellie's right.
But it's so funny because after I watched the season, I like stopped using hashtags for 4 pictures, and then I was like, I'm going to go back to them. We love you, Jenna. You are so great on the show, and we can't wait for Yes Day to come out. Keeping our fingers crossed for season 3. Ellie was awesome, and you're amazing. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.